don't come to Maisa, mitzterefsa to a Maisa that was done without Machshova, and you have a Maisa b'machshova b'shleimus. That was the Moedik Chiddush we saw last week. Avram's Machshova to do the Akedah, there was no Maisa. The ayil, there was no tzivui, but there was a maisa. See, with starif the two, you come up with a maisa shleimus. That's what we saw. And we see that in different people as well. We see that in different, that was the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush. Moedik HaChiddush. And we saw the Chazanish. The Chazanish is a Moedik HaChiddush. Kol Yisrael Chaduhu. You're in any seat, and I don't know if he's coming, but if he does, maybe he's sit somewhere else. No, I'm saying just for, he hasn't been for a while. Maybe he hasn't been for a while because he's been sick. I don't know why he's not coming. What's wrong with here? This place.
Thanks,
why don't you sit in the normal seat? I need to see you. There is no good.
Why so late?
It's a different sheriff.
You're Kodesh.
Waited for you.
Can't start with that one. Okay. I'm not sure where we're up to, but let's go from here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mana.
Say we're going to start from here.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mana, me Avraham Avinu last is Ligitznak Avinu Moba. Hashem tells the two cups in there.
Not working.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevents the Avraham doing anything to Yitzchak. When Shalash HaShalem Adur Be'em is Mono Avraham Avinu last is Kainu Ma Bedova called Chunoisov V'chi Ayulashov. What was this all about? The whole thing was wasted. All of Rambam's machshava is his kavanah, is his shtadlus. Ilva hazet api ma'ashamru chazal machshava stoyva kodesh boch is quickly. Machshava stoyva kodesh boch mitzaref la ma'isa. Hashem takes a good machshava and mixes it with a ma'isa. So that we saw inside wants mitzaref la ma'isa. That a kodesh boch who takes a machshava that a Jew wants to do a mitzvah, but for whatever reason he didn't do the mitzvah. There's another Jew on the other side of town that wants, doesn't really want to do, he does the mitzvah, but really wants, he never needed that much kavod and mish, machshavas and yearning to do the mitzvah. So neither of them did a dover sholem. This one's got the mitzvah without the machshava, this one's got the machshava without the mitzvah. And Hashem brings them together, but pundak achas, and he says, yeah, he's a mitzvah shleima with machshava shleima vakoltov. Because Tali Sol is one entity. The whole Maisa Keda, with all the yearning and all the avoider that Avraham Avinu had done to put into the Maisa Akeda, but he didn't do it in there. But some of the Maisa Keda shall I Yudim Shanashkatu Venitka Huba Helesa Son. The Lord Rodson for the Lord Machshova. Machshavosa shel Avraham Avinu shelo agiya l'day Maisa. That machshav of Avraham Avinu that never came to Maisa. It's the refes l'maasem shelo yisim yudim b'ayla ha-maisa shenoktu v'nishchetu al Kiddush Hashem. Every time a Jew dies as Kiddush Hashem, you have to hear this, it's a Kiddush Otsu. Every time a Jew dies as Kiddush Hashem, that's mitzaref to the Maisa Akedah, but not the Maisa. To the machshavas of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu call some daira shel shmad, saits of shel Avraham Avinu, mitztarefes yachad l'reach nichoyach l'korban ishe la'ashem. That's what's going on here. Jews does as Kiddush Hashem. He didn't know what he was doing. He really wasn't that involved. Kodesh Baruch Hu takes Avraham Avinu when he was standing just about to do the Akedah, and mitztarefes it's there. This korban goes up like the that's a chiddush. Tov, ani lo chol agit chiddushim kaze, aval that's what's written here. He's an Av. Remember the Klal? An Av's not building himself, he's building a nation. That's the definition of an Av. When Yaakov built Sukkos, we sit in Sukkos tonight. He wasn't doing it, never did it for himself. The Machshava of an Av is never, there's not a molecule of anything he does, it's for himself. It's building Am Yisrael. That's an Av. There was cosmic proportions. Avram Avinu's Akedah had cosmic ramifications. That's what a father is. Yeah. It's so hissing Avram Avinu b'maisa kedu. He's sick labal yidach mimeni yidach. No one's getting lost. Shlo yudish leyochal etzet mikesh advekas v'korosh baruch hu heinu tzoynoi v'hein shelo ritzoynoi. There's almost nothing you can do to detach yourself from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, whether you do it willingly or unwillingly. He doesn't do it because he has the rotzon to do it. His rotzon is not tending towards Hashem. We call monkmimiyos nishma sebo eres umishtoiket kes liyos kriva ka'ele klil Hashem. Deep, deep down in those hidden recesses of a Jewish neshama, and it doesn't take much to fan it into flames. The little pilot light burning, it doesn't need to know how to fan it, because it's yearning and burning, and rotsoning of that, the rotson that Avram Avinu had there. But for Sonim and Divrei HaRambam, Be'ilchus Geirush in Perek Beis. This is the famous example. There's other examples of this as well. Aval Misha talk for Yitzre Haro, Le Bottle Mitzvah, Lase Severa. A person, the Yitzhara gets hold of him. He doesn't want to do a mitzvah, he wants to do an Avera. Vahuka Adshe also Dova Shechayv Lasoise, and you beat him until he does what he's supposed to do. Or Adshe Terachek Midova Shechayv Lasoise, or he distances himself from doing something he shouldn't be doing. Ein Ze Onus Mimenu, Gutaina Onus. Why did you put on tefillin this morning? Well, then, if I wouldn't put on tefillin, they would have beat me to death. They beat me. So I put on tefillin. He's honest. He's not honest. Elohu honest atzmoi b'dayto hara. He's honest by the Yetzirah. The beating just gets out of that Yetzirah and he's back to himself. Lefikach. From this, the Rambam learns a moiti kaloch. There's a chiyuv to give his wife a get, and he doesn't want to. Since he wants to be part of Klal Yisrael, he wants to keep all the mitzvahs and distance from all the avirus. It's his yitzahara that's got him in a grip. You beat him until you weaken his Yetzirah. Vomarotzi, I want to give her a get. That's called Gerushin Ritzoinoi. You can't force a man to give a get. If you give us a get per force, it's not a get. She stays in Eishes Ish. She marries somebody else. She's over the east of Eishes Ish. So is he. The children of Mamzerim. But if you beat him till he says, Roitzi Ani, that's a good get. You get it? You have a problem here? Let's get the problem. He has to give a get, but it's so nice, willingly. He doesn't want to give a get. So you beat him until he says, I want to give a get to the get. That's called it. So you know, that's called onus. I would say that's onus. I don't know about that. I'm trying to understand a Rambam. I'm not here for stories. I want to learn a stick of Rambam. What's the Rambam teaching me? You beat him till he says, right, Sammy. No, anybody would say, that's onos. That's onos, Mazi, willingly. I beat you to a whisker of your life. He's all right. That's called Rotson. Yeah, that's called Rotson. That's a Rambam. And he'll close Gerushin. Because the person wants to do the mitzvah, he wants to do the good. But his Yetzirah prevents it. So you keep the Yetzirah out of the way till you get to the inner Jew who always wants to do what's good. That's the Rambam. There may be other ways to do it. I'm talking about what the Rambam says. Okay. A Rambam melandeinu kan akudi yosaidis v'chashuva. Today there's other ways. You use all sorts of sophisticated methods to give a God to give a get. Aval, today it's not easy to beat God to give a get because you'll live in jail. You'll feel you. You'll call the cops and say you have to be practical. Don't understand the yosod yada. The Rambam's teaching us a very profound lesson here for us. Livoi b'pnuyaisa shel kol yudi kshurim la'amo u'le'ekov. The inner deepest recesses of a Jew is bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to Klal Yisrael. Even though his external desires don't indicate this, that Bintele Yid never gets contaminated. When you weaken the external thought of the Yetzer, you give him physical sufferings, as Mizgala Pnimis Amitis, the he here at Soin Amitis and Risado. That's the real desire of a person. It's just all covered up with all this external stuff. But the inner core of a Jew is Kodosh, the pure and tall. And he wants to do the right thing. If you help him get in touch with his Pnimios. Moiritik Nifla Benoire. That's what Ahasuerus and Haman wanted to destroy. But they're not Purim now. We're not going to go into this now. But mind, we were talking about Purim, but we dealt with this before. The Hester that they wanted to destroy was this. They were going after this Nakuda of the Yid. You want to destroy the Jewish people, you've got to destroy this Nakuda. As long as this Nakuda is alive, it will always burst into flame when it's given the opportunity. You have to extinguish that, and no one's ever done that before. No one's ever done that before. They try to get there. That's what they were going after. Anyway, that's another story. What's hiding this beautiful, shining inner world of a Jew? The Yetzer Hara. We have Avram's genetic coding in us. Holy people are ready to give up their lives as Kiddush Hashem at any moment. When the goyim give us through their suffering an opportunity to just pierce through the externalities of the physicality, then that internal infinite light that we have inside of us starts shining forth. There's nothing that can extinguish that light. And it shines bright, very, very bright when it's given its opportunity. So obviously we have to work on doing that as well. But when you don't, Hashem has ways of taking care of it. This is the story, very emotional story of a Jew. He was a mummer. He was baptized to be a Christian. It's a famous maestro. They made a movie about this. Even, I think. And he slowly climbed the ladder. Achyagil Mishiris Reishi became the head of the city. Normally what happened when a Jew became a mummer, he's got a Jewish cop, so he rises through the ranks very quickly, gets to positions of power very quickly. He was more cruel to the Yidden than anybody else. The Yidden who caused the Yidden to suffer were worse than the goyim. Just go look at the communists, you'll see the whole range of potential Jewish greats. No? Trotsky, Marx. I'm sorry. Takes a year to do that kind of stuff. Anyway, horrible, cruel, merciless gzeiros. They became one of the great anti-Semites. When Agil Mechemes Oyle Mashiach, Nazim Kivstu Es Iroi, Vagoshtu Memene Es Kola Yudim Lamacharot. He was in Poland. This guy was the head of whatever in Poland. The Nazis took over Poland. Of course, they sent all the Jews to the camps. But Derech Kol Sheyegir La'aznoi HaNazim, HaShemur SheRosh HaIhu Yudim Oma. Of course, the Nazis were very thorough. And they discovered that this head of the city, this mayor, whatever, was a Jew. He was baptized to Christianity. Lo zelo. And Karun of Ashayla saw him the Chayna Shmuel Sheyudi. They asked him, "Are you a Jew?" Mishuma Shamari Odel Shtika, for whatever reason, kept quiet. He learned the lesson. Lo Haide Veloikli, she didn't say yes, he didn't say no. Achem and Shalom, if you're true, they didn't give up. Shalom's Kashot Huku al Roishoy. He was just keeping quiet. So what did they do? Got worse and worse and worse. The Nazis knew how to interrogate people. But special dova achlito Nazim lamed ois v'mivcha. So they all said, "Hey, mivi ois el beit haKnesset nasnu b'yoda sefer Torah. Hoyne lo liishlich as sefer Torah miyoda." I took him to shul. Got a sefer Torah, gave it to him. And don't you throw it on the floor? It's not to trample on it. What's the problem? This guy's a mummy. He's been the biggest anti-Semite in town. If you do that, then we know that you're not a Jew, and you'll be an honored member of society. While he was holding the Sefer Torah, and he burst out into songs of Simcha. Dodolachem, Hashaftam Lies Yudati. Thank you, said to the Nazis. You've given me back my Jewish name. And he shlachti oisek a klisha in Chofetzbo. I threw away my Judaism like it was something worthless. Vatem achzertem li oiso. You gave it back to me. Dodolachem, kach tzade ish begay ve'el moiso. And with that proud, proud words on his lips, he was murdered. Now let's understand who this guy was. Yudize chayes chayef keboiget ba'amah b'medreger ishoyna. He wasn't just like a chiloni. He was an abject traitor. Tortured Jews. Zayres against the entire community. But he's love. Avi avay satuma. Who achzol achi ve'odim v'rodeh for the cruel pursuit of his brothers. That penis of a Jew never gets damaged, never, ever, ever, can never get damaged. So why is nobody asking me the question? What about Chorus? That's what everybody always asks when we get here. So either you know it already or you just go, oh. We don't even know if it needs to be repaired. One second, I'll come back to Chorus. You can't get rid of that life. This guy was the worst you could ever be. Baptized to Christianity, head of the city, torturing Xavier's against Jews. He often sort of, you know, got to the Bahamas and spent his life as a good Christian fishing, you know? No. Dedicated his life to making Jews' lives a misery. When the right buttons are pushed, the Nazis of Achshmoyim came and pushed the right buttons. What happened? That flame bursts into flame. How did this Jew do this? Because the Shem gave Abraham Avinu a promise at the Maisa Makeda. As I'm stating Ramban, the Ramban says this on the Pasuk. V'nei huftach shelo yigroim shum chet shliyoch lezoroi. There was a promise that the Ramban talking. No sin or something that the goyim will do to a person, to a yid, will ever cause a Jew to be cut off, destroyed, or not be able to get up again. And that's avtocha we have for the gula that's coming that we wait for. Ain Matsia Shebo Yipul Yudivalo Yoichalokum. There's no situation where a Jew falls and he can't get up. We don't fall. We get up. You fall, but you get up. You know why? Because there was a promise that Hashem gave Avram at the Akedah. No such thing as a Yid not being able to get up. Yourself and other Yid, don't ever give up on a Yid. Because you never know how bad he is, how easy it is when the chips are down, the thing flashes. The pasuk in Yeshaya says, "Ubo ha'avodim ve'eretz oshu v'anedochim eretz Mitzrayim v'yishtachavu l'Hashem b'har ha'kodesh b'Yerushalayim." The lost ones from Eretz Oshu and the nidochim, the ones that have been, pushed away, abandoned ones, will come from Mitzrayim, and they'll all bow down to Hashem on the holy mountain Yerushalayim. No such thing as a Jew getting lost. Taurus, by the way, is only the nefesh. There are five levels of a soul. We only talk about three. The other two we can't even talk about. But there's nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya v'yechida. Nefesh is the lowest level. Then you have ruach, and then you have neshama. Taurus only deals with a lower entity. The nefesh, which is more the physical aspect of the neshama. That gets cut off. And the ruach, you always bring it back. It never gets attached to the point where Ruach and Neshama can't bring it back. But Ruach and Neshama never get cut off. It's V'nichrusu ha-nefesh. Never says V'nichrusu ha-neshama. V'nichrusu ha-nefesh. Only the lower extremity gets cut off and it can always come back. Because that's what we're learning here. You can never extinguish that love. Ha-klal lo ele mitvarenu. So what do we take away from this in Rosh Chodesh Sivan? Moments before Matan Torah, Kifeshe Kvagdomu, who should toss Hile right the Sabla Shala Amayudi Oidish Greater. It's a critical error to see the suffering of the Jewish people, but Prat and the Klal as a punishment. There is that aspect to it as well, but that's what it's all about. And then New Grand Yosef Mikoluma Veloshan, we know worse than the Goyim. Ula Metsiosaini, he Metsios Shoin, we have a completely different Metsios. We eternal. Our real home is Olam Haba, not here. Bnei Kel Chai, we are the sons of the living God. If we'll toil on our level, each one, wherever he is on his level, to make sure that all your actions, words, and thoughts are Olam Habadik. It's not going to happen overnight. This is water on a stone. This is slow. Well, at least want that. It's always there. The end, we're all going to come back. The Chofetz Chaim told Rav Simcha Vatzman Tzal, I heard it from Rav Tetz, I heard it from him. When he went to say goodbye to the Chofetz Chaim, the Chofetz Chaim called him back and said, you must know, when Mashiach comes, he's not leaving one Jubah. Simcha said he knew he was going to be traveling a lot. Chofetz Chaim didn't tell stories. He was telling Simcha, you've got work to do. Opened up the shivas in France, California, Jerusalem. Traveled a lot. Okay. No Jews getting left behind. It's not punishment, it's not nakama, it's polishing. And that you come up through that, you come up as a korban on the mizbeach. What mizbeach? The mizbeach of Abbas Hashem. That's Hashem will go vita tomorrow. Sorry about the delay.
So effective, this way of.
I've got it.
Can you finish it?